you know, I didn't even need anything today. We just came out and ate some food. I thought, okay, so he put down the thing. And I don't know if my mother was a cool boy. And he was hungry. He said, bring him up. We got fired enough. So he came up and she, she said, I didn't come to eat. I have money. But I thought the only way I get here to meet you, I want to marry your daughter.
That's my first visit, of course.
Yes, I did. And Nina took this thing. She said, ma'am, my daughter, she said, I'll give you some money, I'll give you some weed, but I'm not going to give you my daughter. Anyway, since then, he came in every single day. One day, I threw the letter. I couldn't have the letter for that. And he'd bring me flowers and candies and all that, and kept on for 8 months, he came to my house. And he was so respectful. You know, this guy was a very nice man. And I never went out with him, I was afraid. And one day he said, you should get married. Let's go to court and get a license. So I don't know anything about it. So my cousin says, you get a license since you're married already. So you better don't do it until you make it with a rabbi. So I didn't want it. So then we get married. And
how old were you when you were married?
I asked him maybe for sure, I don't know the years exactly. Either was 24, or was 25, I don't know.
You
I,
were?
I
24
don't
or 25. 25. How old?
My husband was 27.
And what was your marriage date?
Was August the 20th, August the 26th.
What year?
We were married 45 years, we were married. We separated a year. 46. 46, to take her from the piece of paper.
Must have been married in 1922.
Yeah, I told you that. That's
1 year after you came.
That's right.
Just 1 year?
Just 1 year, yeah. 1 to 3, you know.
Well, then you were younger.
Yeah, who knows? The age, I really don't know exactly.
Well, if you were 22 when you came here.
So maybe it was 22, maybe it was 24. Mm-hmm. I don't even know.
Oh.
See, because you didn't get my record to you. I don't know exactly.
Oh, I have to make eyes, please. So you don't know how old you are. How old are you now?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm 73.
Oh, I had you down as less than that.
Oh, I'm 73.
How do you figure that?
I think so. I'm going to write to my brother on live. I'm kind of, he's going to tell him how old I am. Maybe, because to you, they know this is so early, this age, he's 2 years younger, he's 2 years younger. But the exact age, they don't know.
Well, I figured that if you came to America in 1921,
yeah,
and you were 22, that would make you 69.
Yeah, but I might be 22, and maybe I was on 24 or 25.
Right.
That's
okay.
All I don't know.
You were married, of course, in America.
Yeah.
How long, you said you'd known each other, what, how many months?
Well, we knew each other about 8 months.
Tell me, if your marriage, of course, was not prearranged, do you think that you would have had a prearranged marriage if you stayed in Europe?
Anything.
You know, an arranged, like with a matchmaker, or, you know, or your parents arranged
a
marriage.
I was engaged to you with a matchmaker. I was engaged to you.
I see. So that probably...
I was engaged to you because I come from a very, Europe, in a very high-grade family.
Yes.
Here, everybody is saying, you don't get the money. But there, you have years, you know, years. Yes. So that's where I was. So, a rabbi from Bell, a rabbi, a relative, asked if anybody knows of a girl for his grandson from this family. Mm-hmm. So this party knew, and that's how I got engaged, and then the fellow went to the Russian war, you know, during the war, and then he never came back. I have quite a few fellows who asked me, because my brother was a very well-known man, and I was a good looking girl once upon a time. But, I believe in the chair. Don't you believe in faith?
Yes.
Yeah? I could tell a story about faith. happened years ago with a storm.
Wait. Was your husband from the same country as you and your...
No, he came from Romania.
Did your friends, any of your friends marry non-Jewish?
No.
So how did you feel about this?
Well, the teacher says you can read a book just the way you want. The mixed marriage is the only objection I have. One thing I partial because people are, let's say a lot of Jewish people, what happened now, they were doing the war. And they were taken by Gentiles and raised in the Gentiles. What the child knows. But so many years later, they come find out that he's Jewish. So somehow the Jewish blood is either the first or the fifth generation, some of the children pop up and say become Jewish. So we all want the religion was set with the first Abraham, the Jewish religion, right? Mm-hmm. The Catholic religion was accepted after Christ died 60 years later. But Christ accepted the Christian religion started, and the Protestant religion started. Then everybody in a different way. The way I feel about the religion is we all have one God. And as long as you're sincere, and respect the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't care what other people are.
So how do you feel about this mixed marriage?
But now, the mixed marriage is the only objection I have. Is this. For instance, I'm married. You're a Jew, and I'm a Jew. I was raised from little one. The upbringing is the most important thing. If I was raised in a strictly, religious, like a Catholic, there is church. And you are raised in a strictly Orthodox home, then we have the children have a problem. Because the children, that's why I don't believe in it. The children don't know which is the turn, is the father's right or the mother's right. Then it tears them apart. Then there's no more unity, then there's no more sense. That's the objection I have.
What you said was very interesting.
You said.
Yes, unity and the family is very important.
The family is important. Now my husband, he's a Christian teacher, is a wonderful man. But he was,
many, you know, we talked about marriage and
yeah.
Problems. All right. Many people have trouble getting along together, especially as early as adjusted, right? I know I did.
Yeah.
Everything. All right. What do you think your problems were in the early years of adjusting to marriage?
And my problems, I am a person, I see things a little further than anybody else. Not that I'm very smart. So my husband was not religious at all. He was a racist. And he was the only child.
Uh-huh.
So he didn't even know how to handle his children. Before I was married, I said, you will have different ideas and I have different ideas. I said, one has to run the house. Either you or I. And if you're honest, I'm not marrying you. But if you let me take care of you, you have children. I have to take care of the children because I want to raise them the way I want to raise them. The choice is your marriage, not the woman. So he agreed. That's the second hard one.
He agreed that you would... That you would
I would take care of the stuff.
But what about, is this a problem?
There's no problem.
Right. Well, what about the problems that you did have? Were of just adjustment, I don't mean, you know, difficult. I mean, you know...
We never had a fight in our house. The neighbors would say, Mrs. Dean, how do you do it?
Well, tell me, was the fact that your husband was not religious, was that a problem?
Well, he followed me. I made sure he went with me.
Well, then who made the decisions in your home?
Me.
You think this differs from the way your family was, your mother and father?
That my mother made the decisions, too. And I tell you why. If my father was a man, she would have made the decision. I made a decision because my husband was the only child, and as far as he was concerned, he wanted to go to Hollywood, and he wanted to write a book, and he wanted to do this, and he wanted that. I said, meantime, you have to make a daily living, and you can't keep and take children, keep and run. That's why we never had a home, because he didn't want to settle down. You never owned a home. All the story of ended. So I said, I'm not for running. Children, they have to have a background, they have to go to school, they have to go to cheder, and they have to adjust themselves, and the home family life, that's important. And my husband is a salesman. He used to be in a house. I would take care of my children, they have to stay at 3 in the morning, they have to get washed. They have it, they came home, my kids never kept anything away from me, because I never hid them, meaning they've done something wrong, I never hid them.
Well, in other words, did you do all the disciplining?
Yeah.
Your husband did none of it?
No, he was never home.
But even when he was home?
No, he didn't say nothing. He said, just your children. When my husband came home, our table was set, the flowers on the table, everything was set. He never knew what a kid had done, maybe they kids got a fight or something. But I never let
him. But how did they feel towards him? Did they have him?
They had a bigger respect for him because he's a high intelligence. But even today, I say the letter, my daughter writes to me, Mother, I hope my children, I write for you one day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And I got a letter from this from a stranger. Oh, the same thing, a doctor, he's going to be a doctor in Italy. American boy. Mm-hmm. And that's it. But I don't know that he says, I hope I'll do the same thing that she does.
Tell me, what kind of schooling did the children have?
Well, they just published in a high school. All of them. But my oldest son, the company came to school. And he went to 10 years to college. Or he went to college here on the night school in Kent for 6 months.
My one son. Did any of them go to college?
The right. Older one went to run my the night school 6 months, and then he went to work for six about a week and college. The other one didn't go to
that
college.
That's what you're scientific?
Fisher.
Oh.
Fisher. Fisher Body. They have a right in Eastland. They have a...
And they send them to college or to what?
They send them to college. Right. So I send them to college training. And he got the training. And then he was very smart. So he went to the Air Force.
But they send him to college. Did he graduate?
Yeah.
Which one?
The John Green.
No, which college?
Oh, in Detroit. Oh. I don't know. I got the mail here some days.
What about the other children?
No, they didn't go to college.
All right. They had a Jewish education.
Oh.
Did they go to
They go to cheder. Okay.
What about Sunday school?
Went to Sunday school.
They all went to cheder?
Oh, yeah. Sunday school, they went to cheder. They came down just to the rider. My daughter actually was Sunday school teacher.
Did the boys live on that school, of course?
Oh. But I made this serve, and at first I couldn't afford it, you know. But then down to the church, and the place of this, and
oh.
So what's the difference?
We make so much of it.
Well, it's not necessary.
Tell me, do you think there was any difference between the way you raised your children and the way your parents raised me?
No, it was about the same. Because, first of all, in our house, my father was 15, we had 15 children, they sat around, they sat. The law they had. And they didn't, and they never kept anything there. Everything was open heart.
Yes.
And that's our place, an open heart to death.
Yes, but your father was, you said your mother was more or less the leader.
Yeah, but he was a very high intelligence, but she was in language in those days. But being she was religious, so she...
But you don't see any differences?
No. And you know, sometimes my children keep their children the same way. Believe it or not.
Do you ever have any problems in raising your children just due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
Not an American. Because what I done, I went to the library every week to them, and read books, I read books too. I learned, but they learned. So when they asked me something, you know,
some people never discriminated against you because you were
No.
Discriminated against the children?
No, because their children were born here,
of course.
But they didn't rush in there because as soon as I came, I made up my mind, I'm going to school, I'm going to learn, and nobody knew that this came from you.
So it seems to me that you, certainly, that lived a very interesting and a hard life, but you know, I've made the most of everything.
I feel this way. Who am I to complain this one has and this one and I didn't have it? So it has to be the share, the same here. So I have too much to take. Now I tell both my both ways, somebody else was laying there. I did. I had to discuss, then I made the papers. You have it. I'll go down and say the papers you're going to call that for the Easter here. This weekend.
But I do thank you for sharing it with me.
Really?
Well, quite a story.